Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, TJ Cleland sticking around with us. Tommy will be back in a bit. We're talking a little high school football. Catch It Kansas Friday. Glad to be here on a Catch It Kansas Friday. We are into week number 5 of the high school football season. TJ, you guys have a full slate coming up. I don't see the marquee City League game this week. But there are other good games around the area. What is catching your eye at Catch It Kansas the most this week?
Yeah, just a couple of them. The game of the week this week is kind of the story, which is really kind of the story of the high school football season, is teams kind of making surprises, teams that are good that we didn't really expect to be that good. And that's kind of the true in the game of the week. You know, it's Andover at Eisenhower. Andover, obviously, with the losing streak coming in, that whole story, they're trying to get back to 500, above 500 this week, which would be quite the feat after, you know, going 0-9 last year. Eisenhower, they had a lot of success last year. It was the best season in school history. If you go back a year before that, they only won 3 games. And so that's kind of the story of you go from 0-9 to what they are now, and then Eisenhower going from, you know, 3-10 or whatever it was to go into, you know, being a contender in Class 5A. That's the game of the week. Another good one that I think will be a lot of fun is Pratt is coming to Wichita playing collegiate. Pratt's undefeated. You know, they knocked off Hoisington, who's always a team out there around the Great Bend area that's really, really good. And collegiate, they've lost to Andale. They scraped by Wellington. I think that they're a really good team. That's probably the best game you're going to find in Class 3A outside of Andale Collegiate that we saw last week. So a lot of fun in that one as well.
I was at the Andover, Mike. Kids were cheerleading or whatever. I was at the Andover game. I thought they looked really good. They were physical. They were, much more so than a year ago. I think that has been a pretty fun story this year. What about Derby and Hutch? You know, I think we want to build that. These are the two big schools that in the last 20 years, you know, two of them anyway, that have had this. We sort of saw Hutch kind of getting back on track. I don't know. How big an underdog is Hutch in this game?
If you were asking me to make a spread, I'll set it at like 12.5 points, something like that. And that's not a knock on Hutch. The stat that I pulled up for that game is Hutch lost to Andover Central week one, who Andover Central is probably a top 5 team in our area. Hutch, though, after that, they have not allowed a single point. They have held teams scoreless for 3 straight weeks. They've won by a combined, I don't know, like 40 points or whatever it is. So a really good team there. Terrell King, he's a wide receiver / running back / safety / cornerback / punt returner for them. I imagine he'll be playing at the Division I level. I think he's still a junior, I believe, maybe a senior this year. I can't remember. But a really good player there in Hutch. But that just tells you how good of a team Derby is. They've got so many guys that are – this is pretty much – I mean, they could compete with junior colleges, I think, at this point. They're so good. They've got so many prospects that are heading to the next level. And when you got a guy like Brandon Clark leading all those next-level prospects, they're the best team in the state probably.
You know, I hate to ask this question because it's a City League question. And I'm going to ask you, are there any stories that we need to follow? Any storylines? Give me something, anything that we need to follow between now and the time the playoffs start. Because, you know, the three big teams have all played each other. The City League championship is taken care of. Northwest is going to win that. Are there any stories? And what are you following out of the City League at this point, at least until we get to the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we talk about Wichita East a lot on this show for some reason, probably because one of the guys coaching is the guy sitting in the chair right there. But Wichita East is such an interesting story because I still think that they're probably one of the most talented teams in the area or the entire state. They're probably top 10 talented team in the state with all the guys that they have. And it just seems like they just haven't really kind of played up to what they can be. You know, they're a team that probably is right there with Northwest talent-wise. They're a team that was probably better than Capen. They have another tough one. Highland Park tonight, I'm going to be out at that one. Highland Park is a team that has not found a ton of success up in the Topeka area, but they've had so many athletes come through there. They had the Trey Richardson kid who went to Hutch and was like the best junior college player in the country. They're off to a 4-0 start. That's another test for East. That's how they can bounce back. I think this will get them above 500. That's kind of one of the biggest stories that I'm watching. Capen obviously is another big story. As you said, I don't think they can win the City League at this point, but just how good they can be. Nobody really expected them to be as good as they were last year. But now being in Class 4A, if they can win enough of these games, they're going to get some pretty good seeding. And 4A is going to be tough. So I'm watching that story as well.
TJ, what else? You mentioned some of the 3A. Are there any real small schools out there with games that, you know, should get us excited tonight?
A couple of them. I know there's one. This is still 4A, but I still think it's a really fun matchup. Wamego and Bueller is going to be a good one tonight. When you get kind of the cross-state matchup, Wamego's coming over to play in that one. Bueller looks really good. I think their only loss is to Great Bend, who's a ranked 5A team, and Wamego's a team that's been competing for state championships every single year. So big test there. Cheney's traveling out to Hoisington. That's going to be a good one we're going to have tonight. Obviously, Cheney's one of the most talented teams in 3A, if not the best team in 3A. Hoisington's a really talented 2A with state championship last year, seeing how they can bounce back in that one. I know tonight Hutch Trinity going down to Conway Springs. I think that's a 2A, 1A matchup. Conway's the best team in 1A. Should be a lot of fun there. And another one that I'm really excited about is Circle and Winfield. Winfield, another one of these teams, like I said, that's kind of having the coming out party. I think that they haven't had five win season since 2019.
Yeah.
And they were off to a 3-0 start. They just fell to McPherson last week, who obviously we know who's super good. But it's crazy how many – I think that if they win tonight, it'll be they've only had a 4-win season twice since 2013, I think is what the stat was. So another one of these teams. It's a lot of fun to see these teams just get excited about football whenever they kind of had the lulls throughout the years.
I love it. What about I wanted to ask you this too, TJ, before we let you go. Some of the individual players out there, it's watching Avery Johnson that has it on my mind. Some of the big names, Lincoln Cure, we've known about him. Are any individuals standing out as guys we might need to look for on Saturdays here pretty soon?
Oh, I mean, I tweeted last week. If you haven't seen it, go check out the video. Desaun Brame, the kid from Derby, the tight end. They put him at kick returner and punt returner now. That tells you how athletic and a tight end that he is. It is absurd.
Wow.
I think he's the best pass catcher at the high school level that I've seen. I mean, he could play wide receiver for a lot of these schools. So I think that he might even play some wide receiver at Tennessee. Super athletic kid there. Really looking forward to him. I know Derby's got another one, Max Robinson, one of their offensive linemen who's getting recruited by literally everybody. East has a couple kids that are going to the next level and playing Division I. Northwest, I really like Jalen Mason, the quarterback there. He's got an Iowa State and KU offer. John Michael Fountain from Northwest has like 4 or 5 or 6 offers. A linebacker there is going to be really good. So a lot of talent in the City League. Should be a lot of fun. I could go on and on, but I think those are probably the ones that come to mind first.
Well, of course, you can catch it all in the Catch It Kansas show on KWCH tonight and the family of networks. I should say KSCW tonight, KWCH later this weekend. You can, of course, find everything at catchitkansas.com on the Catch It Kansas app. And then, TJ, again, remind us of the pregame festivities that you guys have this year.
Yeah, so we've all got our live shots and everything throughout 12 News at 4, 12 News at 5, 12 News at 6. And now we've also got the 12 News kickoff show. That airs on the 12 News app. You can get that on the Catch It Kansas Facebook page as well. This week we've got the full slate back again, me, Brandon, and Rachel Hallam. They'll all be live at their games all, and we'll kind of just toss it around the top 5 games of what we think of them, who we think is going to win them. We're going to break down the game of the week, top couple of games, and put our high school ball knowledge to the test. We do the picks on here. I think last week in the high school picks, I went like 1-4. So it's not just college and professional that I'm not good at. I'm also not great at the high school rankings, I guess.
it's a fool's errand, but we love it and we do it anyway. All right. Follow TJ on social at KWCHTJ. At Catch It Kansas. They'll have all the fun videos and stuff. And then the recap, of course, tonight on the Catch It Kansas show. Enjoy it, TJ. Happy Friday Night Lights.
It should be some good football weather tonight. I'm ready to not be sweating by the end of the night.
Yeah, that's true, too. I'm not ready for the cold, though. So we'll take this. We'll take this light go into fall. All right. That's TJ Cleland. Follow it at Catch It Kansas. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll talk a little more football on Sports Daily as we make our way through this week-ending edition of the program. You've got your Text to Win contest. You can win some HTO. Text keyword T to 20357. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.